Pakistan and the International Finance Corporation, IFC, have explored the potential of strengthening Pakistan railways through public-private partnerships, improving infrastructure, and increasing the capacity of freight trains in light of the railway governance models of the UK, Brazil, India, and other countries. The discussion took place at a meeting between an IFC delegation, led by Global Director Linda Rudo Munienga-Terwa, and Minister of State for Railways Bilal Azhar Kayani. Senior officials of the Ministry of Railways were also present. Other topics included enhancing the operational efficiency and the regulatory framework to support long-term growth. Bilal Azhar Kayani emphasized the government's commitment to modernizing Pakistan railways. "Our railway has significant potential to drive economic growth, boost trade, and improve regional connectivity. Today's meeting is an important step in ensuring our rail network meets future demand with greater efficiency," he said. The state minister highlighted the need for international collaboration, especially with multilateral development partners such as IFC, to bring expertise and investment required for transforming the sector. "Public-private partnerships are crucial for modernizing infrastructure and improving services. We want to create a working environment where both private and public sectors can contribute to developing a rail system that benefits everyone," he added. Linda Rudo Munienga-Terwa emphasized the importance of a strong railway system for Pakistan's economic future. "A modern, efficient railway system is the key to boosting trade, enhancing connectivity, and supporting Pakistan's development. IFC is ready to offer its technical expertise, advisory services, and investment solutions to help make this a reality," she said. Looking ahead, both Minister Kayani and the IFC Global Director expressed their commitment to continuing the dialogue and taking practical steps to improve Pakistan railways. They agreed to follow up on the issues discussed and work towards making railways a central pillar of Pakistan's economic growth.